All of us are young, so we're all youth. And when we don't have too many youth in the sanctuary, I still like to share the youth message because it's very important, because sometimes the youth messages, we bring it down into childlike level, basically. Sometimes we all need to understand Scripture in a childlike attitude. We try to overcomplicate things. I'm glad that you're all here this morning. I really and truly is. Because sometimes, as a pastor, you always worry if somebody's going to show up or if anybody's going to show up. And you wouldn't show up without your hair, right? You wouldn't show up without your teeth. Although I tease the grandkids about it, and they, to this day, some of them believe me. And we get ready to go someplace, and I'll say to them, did I put my teeth in? Did I comb my hair? Yeah, and they still believe me, but I have my own teeth and I have my own hair. But I'm very glad to say that most of the time we all look good, especially when we come to church. Using all of that is very important. You need feet to walk. We need a mouth to talk. Hallelujah. And we need hands to hold. And if you want to play baseball, you need a bat, a ball, and a glove. Anybody ever listen to piano music? Just piano music. Nothing, no singing, no nothing, just piano music. And you wonder what the piano would sound like if the person that was playing the piano would only use one hand or just use some of the keys and not some of the other keys. It would sound different. But we get somebody that's skilled like Travis and can play the piano. It's really amazing how beautiful it comes. And when you listen to the piano playing, if you know the song, you can hear the words. It's the most fascinating thing, how God had created us. But the Apostle Paul, as we're going to look a little later in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul was ministering to all of the Christians. And he didn't want to leave any parts out. And he wanted to make sure that they had faith, they had truth, and didn't want to leave out the peace or doing right and forget to pray. These are all things that make Christian a whole. Praying, fellowshipping, singing songs. But that felt like the person who knows how to play the piano with both hands. Well, you as Christians, if we do it all and we have the Spirit of God, it allows us to fellowship with one another. Now, some people tell the truth, but forget about working for peace. The peace that passes all understanding. These people are like the ones only who learn and play the piano with one hand. But we want whole Christians, just as we want whole piano players. And it may take you some time to learn to be a complete Christian, because it's a journey. It's not a sprint, it's a journey. And we all go at our own pace. The next time that you hear someone play the piano, think about what it means to be a whole Christian and how you may want to learn it all you can about God and what God expects you to be. And then you'll also learn about being peaceful and telling the truth and doing right with others. And you will know that God is with you and is teaching you all along the way.